All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. We're back with more nurses, but let me talk about something. So, you know, a lot of people are saying, this porn shit ain't so good and all that, but I was listening to, the Poor Man's Podcast today. There was a guy that spent $600 on a woman he's never even met. Like, he asked her out on a date. He said he got in her DMs or whatever, and he said he saw her on Instagram, and he basically, he eventually got to the point where she wanted to date him, or go on another date, because I'm sure she had plenty of men lined up. He said that she had a banging body and all this other thing. And, he spent $275 in her hair, which, I wouldn't have done that. Like, you don't even know this person. You're still in a lady relationship. Like, as far as you know this person, they're, ma'am? Lady? You know, like, you're not at the point where you can even call her a girl, your girl, or anything like that. You're still strangers. This person knows you as much as she would if you had walked by her at Walmart, right? So, the guy's like, okay, $275. Then they go on this date. Oh, no, I'm sorry. She says she's going to be late. And there's $50 there. So he pays her $50. He's already paid this woman enough for a Nintendo Switch, the original Switch. And now they're going on the date. So she's shotting with all these guys. He ends up spending $180. And she said she's going to have the high-priced alcohol. And they didn't have any, so he had to go in the back and ask for one. And she said, yeah, I'll let you have one for $250. This is one bottle of alcohol for $250. So he buys that too. So now he's already spent $600 on this woman he doesn't even meet, hadn't even met, right? And I don't know how the date essentially went, but I mean, the man's thinking he's going to get some. And then she says, oh, I don't feel too good. I'm not feeling good. I feel like I just want to go home. And you know what happens? She does. And at the end of it, this man's already spent $1,000 on this woman. $1,000. True story. So, you know what you don't spend $1,000 on? The girls in these games. Because you could buy a library of Erogay and AVN games and still not spend $1,000. You would not spend $1,000 if you bought all these. Like, you probably have like 400 or 500 of these games. And this dude's wanting some sex, and he's spending $1,000. That's crazy. You might as well go to the chicken ranch for that. But yeah, that's why we have these ladies. Even if they don't seem to be that interested in you, obviously this nurse doesn't care too much for us. But hey, it's better than spending $1,000 on a broad you don't even know. Wow. What is it coming to these days? The girls are like, take me out, take me out. And like Poor Man said, he said, yeah, I'd like to go on a date too if you're going to pay for everything. I mean, shit, there's a lot of guys that be like, oh, you're going to pay for everything? Well, shit, fine, I'll go on a date. Shit, you're going to have guys dressing up like women and saying they're trans just to get that extra attention. Oh, I identify as a woman, so, you know, if you're going to take me out. I don't know. Like, I don't know if it'll go that far, but damn. I mean, think about it. This man done spent $1,000 on this woman. And, again, she was shotting with these dudes. And he bought their drinks, too. It's like, you don't even know these brothers. And, I mean, they were cool with him, to be fair. I'd be cool, too, if the man was paying for my drinks. Shit, this $15, $12, $15 a shot is what he said. And yeah, it's true. They're very expensive for these alcohol these days. So just don't do it, man. Just get on the Erogay bus and we're gonna enjoy things. Unfortunately, though, there's some stuff going on in Japan in July. Might change a lot of this. We won't talk about that right now, especially not during an Erogate video, but I know that you guys will be watching, so it's good for me to say something, because this could be big. what is it? Yamanotaro, I think is his name. Not the guy that created the Nier games, but the other one, Yamanotaro. He's a politician in Japan that is warning against Japan changing their, well, they're changing their laws on this kind of stuff, man. And it could change a lot of stuff that we like here. So, let's just hope for the best, right? I mean, Yamanotaro, he's trying to, you know, keep free speech in Japan, freedom of expression, legal. And, a joint thing between China and Russia is trying to muscle in. It's really crazy what's going on, guys. I don't know what happens if that goes through. Well, I know it's not going to be good, and I know we'll probably have to kill the channel. Like, if things get crazy and they're like, hey, you can't do this anymore. It's like, hey, we can't even sell this stuff anymore. It's like, what the fuck? It's like, what the hell happened? But all right, guys, for now, we're going to give you these nurses. Hiramatsu wipes the cum off of her feet and yawns again. See, even that might be too much for this Chinese-Russia thing they're trying to do. Are you sleepy? Have you been working the night shift lately? No, nothing like that. Hiramatsu again answers in the same unmotivated or, whoa, hold on, whoa, and sleepy. Let's try that one again. Hiramatsu answers again in the same unmotivated or even lifeless voice. It leads me to believe that dull, unmotivated, and sleepy is just how she is as a person. I'm sleepy because I'm sleepy. Do you mind if I sleep here? You can't do that, can you? I mean, you're working right now. Hiramatsu looks dissatisfied by the dose of logic I've just given her. Honestly, like, I wouldn't care. I mean, sleeping next to a beautiful girl with huge tits is a great thing. I've done it before and I would recommend it. And lets out a sigh immediately after. Just don't spend $1,000 on her, and you're good. Never had to pay $1,000 back in the day. What's wrong with these young men? Okay, whatever. Later then. Hey, wait, I'm not satisfied yet. Hiramatsu tilts her head as if confused. One time isn't enough. I need to come at least twice. She's not having it, man. Just deal with it, Yamada. So you want me to do it again? To be perfectly honest, yes. Yes, I do. Ugh. This is way too much work. Hiramatsu sighs deeply as if to say that she can't be bothered with all of this. Phew! What the? Hiramatsu rolls up her skirt and sits down on my crotch. Ain't nice ass, nice pair of titties, but just about as lazy as a bump on a log. I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it, wouldn't happen, guys. She then pushes her surprisingly plump ass hard against my cock. Hurry and come, okay? Damn. Worst hooker ever. With that, she averts her attention back to her smartphone and doesn't even look at me. While her butt is warm and soft, it's the heat and softness of her pussy transmitted through her underwear that steals the show. Oh, okay. But none of that will be quite enough to get the job done. I mean, she's looking at her phone, dude. She's not interested. Could you at least move a little? Oh, jeez. You can't be serious. Hiramatsu speaks in her usual disinterested tone, and she begins swaying her ass from side to side. My cock is soon rubbing up against her crotch. That ought to be enough, buddy. Phew! Ugh, mmm. The edges of her underwear slide to the center from the movement, resulting in an even more pleasurable sensation. Known as the labia majora, I find that my cock is extremely sensitive to the hot and soft touch of it. Hiramatsu yawns sleepily. Or rather, she seems more bored than sleepy. It makes me regret how much I'm enjoying this. Hiramatsu, I know I mentioned this before, but could you please work on your attitude a little? Your yawning while playing with your smartphone is kind of a turn-off. You're gonna, like, piss her off. I told you it doesn't matter, didn't I? And I can tell that you're feeling this. Phew. Ah! I don't know if I can really say that my protest paid off, but she does at least accelerate her movements a little. Hey, a little effort, better than nothing. Before long, I begin to hear the faint sound of wetness. It's the sound of the friction between my cock and her pussy. Hiramatsu, are you wet? Well, I mean, this is kind of like masturbation, you know. All right. All I can do is nod in response to her matter-of-fact answer. She's like, yeah, I'm wet. You know, keep going. No big deal. But the truth is that Hiramatsu being wet arouses my cock even more. The damp sounds and the rising temperature of her pussy almost seem to permeate my very being. Hiramatsu! Oh, are you going to come? Go right ahead. Hiramatsu encourages me with her disinterested voice as she puts a little more of her weight into me. With a single movement, my cock digs deeper into Hiramatsu's crevice. Just rubbing it through her wet underwear is more than enough to generate a hot and intense pleasure in my crotch. Ah! Ah! Hiramatsu, I'm coming! I think I'm gonna come on your ass! Hiramatsu! I call out her name as I thrust my hips forward. I'm coming! My cock pops up from below her ass, shooting a huge amount of cum in the process. A hot splash of it lands directly on Hiramatsu's ass. Hiramatsu continues to fiddle with her smartphone as if nothing's happened. I came. You're done already? Yes. Hiramatsu doesn't seem to care at all. I simply nod and she turns around to examine her ass. That's a lot. Yeah, I guess. Well, wipe it off. Huh? If you make something dirty, you have to clean it up, right? Hiramatsu doesn't seem put off by the filth as much as she seems to just want the problem to go away. I was going to remind her that I'm the patient before looking into her dull eyes and deciding it'd be best to bite my tongue instead. There, it's all better now. In the end, I wipe Hiramatsu's ass clean and help her fix her nursing uniform. I thought it would be rude of her to ask a patient with broken arms to clean her up, but if I didn't do something, I suspected she'd probably just leave the room with her filthy ass exposed. To be honest, I had a really hard time wiping her off with my hands and casts. Are we done here? Yeah, I guess, but... I nod at Hiramatsu, though I'm not exactly happy. She satisfied me, but it was really no different from masturbation, or pocket pussy. Thinking there could be nothing more than this makes me feel kind of down. Later. Oh, okay. Thank you very much. She turns away before I finish talking and leaves with the same sloppy posture with which she came. In that sense, she was consistent from start to finish, but I can't really say that's worthy of praise. I wonder if there's any way to motivate her. I really could do without her disinterested way of doing things. I wonder if there aren't any other nurses I can ask. I kind of miss Tachibana. She was scary and probably hates me, but she at least had no problem getting the job done. I don't want to see Kurikawa's face, and I'm tired of Yamaguchi. That's my favorite. Violet attitude. This doesn't seem like it's going to be my week. I really hope I can get out of here soon. I can't wait to get these casts off and pleasure myself the way it's meant to be done again. Oh yeah, Yamaguchi. After that, things go pretty much how I expected. Hiramatsu made me ejaculate a bunch of times after that, but never once seemed even a little motivated to do it. In fact, the same goes for now. Ha! 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 Hiramatsu has my cock under her hips as she plays with her smartphone. She'll occasionally mess with her hair or something along those lines, but she doesn't bother moving her ass anymore. So I've no choice but to do the moving myself. Phew! 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 You done? No, not yet. I'm just tired, so I'm taking a break. Hiramatsu, who seemed ready to move her ass elsewhere, stops in a hurry. She simply responds with a humph and goes back to looking at her smartphone. Hiramatsu? Could you at least move a little? It'd also be nice if you put down your smartphone and focus on me a bit. Why? My ass gets the job done, doesn't it? Things are fine as is. She speaks without taking her eyes off of her smartphone. No, that's not what I meant. You're a nurse, aren't you? Shouldn't you start acting like one? No, not really. I'm only working as a nurse because it pays well. I'm happy doing just enough to get by. She yawns in spite of the fact that she's the one talking. Your complaints annoy me. Just hurry up and come already. Hiramatsu finally starts shaking her ass after that. Through her underwear, her soft slit wraps around my cock. Hiramatsu's movements are as disinterested as ever. Despite that, the fact that I've been ejaculating to these slow movements so often has made me more sensitive to them. Hiramatsu! If you're about to come, hurry up and do it. I'm sick of moving already. Ugh, that again. Ugh. Ah! Ah! Just when I'm thinking I should hold off a little longer, Hiramatsu shakes her hips from side to side in a way that makes me feel an intense pleasure. When she rubs the base of my cock with her ass, it feels so good I go numb from head to toes. Hiramatsu, just like that! Hiramatsu shakes her ass back and forth without changing speeds. Each movement causes an explosion of pleasure inside my crotch. Cum shoots up from below when the pleasure finally gets too intense. A cloudy cum stains my crotch and her ass. Still, Hiramatsu keeps looking at her smartphone like she always does.
Sendo.
You're done? Then wipe me off again. Phew, phew, phew. Well, about that, wiping you off is one thing, but you could at least try to take this a little more seriously. I can't help but raise my voice at her when she asks me to help with cleanup again. You come just fine without me taking it seriously, so I don't see the problem. It's mental. It's a mental thing. Tachibana was mean to me, but she at least did her best to treat me. But everyone's different, right? I, for one, hate working. Ugh! Her bluntness leaves me at a loss for words. If you have enough time to complain about me, then maybe you should try treating yourself. Huh?
Like 自分の好きなように気持ちよくなれるから文句も出ないでしょ。
Like I told you before, you can move your hips as much as you want on your own. Then you can feel how you want to feel and don't have to complain. You did say that, didn't you? So that means I can move however I want? Be my guest. Hiramatsu turns her attention back to her smartphone and doesn't even glance at me. Her disinterested attitude only serves to make me angry. But you know I'm not just gonna move, right? You know that I'm gonna go under your panties and stick it in you, right? If there's ever been a chance for you to do your job, this is it. You're just gonna stick it inside me? Alright, I got it. If that's how this is gonna go down, I got a great idea. Faced with her usual lack of motivation, I decide to turn the tables and switch places with her. Well, what do you think? If you're not gonna provide the proper treatment, I'll just have to use you the way I want to use you. Pretty sure I already said you could. Even though I have her pinned down, she doesn't move at all and simply keeps her hands and eyes on the smartphone the whole time. There's some guys that have actually said they've had sex like this, where the woman just looks at the smartphone while he's having sex. I think this is something that's actually happened. So, not too far from reality in this case. Even though my legs are wide open, and I'm still wearing underwear, my crotch is bare, but I'm not ashamed in the least. Her voluptuous body and indifferent attitude are perfectly unbalanced. If you say so, that's exactly what you're going to get. Then do it already. Ugh. Because she's clearly tired of answering my questions, I do what I can with my cast to slip off Hiramatsu's underwear and expose her crotch. Well, what do you think? It's embarrassing, isn't it? This is your last chance to fix your attitude. Dude, she does not fucking care. Look, she literally gives him a meh. You're being met with a meh, bro. It's not working. This woman's got a shield you cannot penetrate. Hiramatsu's attitude hasn't changed in the slightest, even though her crotch is now fully exposed. Maybe it's because her legs are wide open, but her slit looks a little loose with the mucous membranes peeking out. It's already glistening wet after all the friction through her underwear earlier. The sight I'm beholding makes my cock twitch with excitement. Are you really sure this is okay? I can just stick it in and go to town on you, bareback, without protection. You know I'm not bluffing, right? She doesn't care. How many times do I have to tell you it's okay? Jeez. So jeez, just fuck me already. My god, what are you doing? Wasting time, bro. Hiramatsu insists she'll be totally fine with me dipping it into her. I'm like a cold fish in bed, so just do whatever you want. It's fine as long as I don't have to move. You said it, not me. I'm just gonna stick it in as it is. I'll have no idea if it hurts or not. At this point, there's no turning back. I put my cock up to her slit and slam my hips into her as hard as I can. Phew! Ugh! Her pussy is lukewarm as my cock sinks into it. Much like her personality, her pussy isn't terribly tight. And yet the feeling of her hot vaginal folds wrapping around my cock feels so good that it makes my hips tremble. How does it feel, Hiramatsu? I'm inside of you. My hard cock is deep inside of you. Nice. Then start moving already. I'd imagine much more exciting scenarios in which a woman might tell me how to move, but this is far more heartbreaking than anything else. I start to violently move my hips in a bid to stave off that feeling. Aw, yeah? How's this? I'm pounding away on you so hard that you can actually hear it. Huh? The violent thrust caused her big breasts to sway, but her voice is still listless and her pussy is not tightening around me. Ugh, but it's almost annoying how good it feels inside of you. Ugh, this is so... I change the angle of my motion so that my cock is rubbing against the ceiling of her pussy. I feel a coarse sensation on my cock that strikes me with an absolutely breathtaking sensation. Phew, there's more, there's much more. Well, what do you think? As I move my hips, I hear the sounds from her wet pussy. Hiramatsu is definitely wet. That alone urges my hips to maintain their grueling pace. As I'm enjoying my own pleasure, I start focusing on what I assume to be her G-spot and finally coax a slight pan out of Hiramatsu's mouth. And her insides seem to be getting hotter by the second. You're feeling it, aren't you, Hiramatsu? Then feel this! Hmm? As I continue to sweat while pounding away, I reflexively tilt my head for a second. Hiramatsu isn't panting, she's laughing, with her eyes still locked on her smartphone. Hiramatsu? Are you watching something interesting? Hiramatsu answers without taking her eyes off her cell phone. I stop moving. Have you had enough already? No, I'm just taking a break is all. Hiramatsu keeps looking at her smartphone without a care in the world about what's being done to her. Sure, go ahead, take the drill and the jackhammer. Shaky, but I'm still gonna watch my videos. But her insides are wet and fit my cock perfectly. But what's with her lack of motivation? Her pussy seems more motivated than she does. Sometimes it be like that. Oh, I'm so sleepy. This girl needs to see about some iron pills. That's what she needs. Iron pills, and she'll feel better. Her yawn is so big that she has tears in her eyes. And yet, if I'm not mistaken, her pussy is starting to tighten a little. So, hey. I'm feeling a little sleepy, so I'm gonna sleep. Just keep doing whatever you want, okay? What? She actually closes her eyes and goes to sleep? In total disbelief of what's going on, I continue pounding away at her in an attempt to rouse her from her sleep. Come on, wake up already. This is pretty much the most emasculating thing ever. Man, she's gonna start snoring. What? How soundly can you sleep? I mean, seriously. At first, I assume that she's only faking, but her breath is regular and her mouth is hanging open. Her body also seems weak, is relieved of any conscious burden, and likely because of that, she's not at all tight anymore either. Damn, but this is... Hiramatsu's sleeping breath deviates slightly. And that trivial movement is then subtly transmitted to her pussy. When I really concentrate, I can feel her vaginal hole contracting as she breathes. Contracting, not contracting. Nobody's giving it a contract. I'm sure there's some women that have had contracts for their vaginal hole, though. What am I even doing? Having sex with someone who's asleep? Phew, yeah! Oh, is she actually reacting to my movements? Perhaps her body is just more responsive to stimuli now that she's off her smartphone. With each thrust, I can feel her pussy wriggle as if it's pushing back. Yeah, that's the stuff! Phew! The fact that she's asleep is actually kinda hot. When a girl is a cold fish, you suffer from feelings of guilt and powerlessness because of the insinuation that you're bad in bed. Interesting that they said cold fish, but we say dead fish. But when a woman is asleep, you feel that sense of immortality. Immortality. Yeah! No. When a woman is asleep, you feel that sense of immorality that comes with doing something wrong, and that only adds to the excitement. Does it now? Hiramatsu! Hiramatsu! Yep, just keep on going. You're doing a great job. It turns out that Hiramatsu reacts more naturally when she's asleep. The wet sounds are getting louder and louder while her vaginal folds are clinging firmly to my cock. It's almost as if she's got a second tongue in there. Damn. As I continue to thrust my cock into Hiramatsu, I can feel a hot and pleasurable numbness welling up from the back of my waist. I accelerate the movement of my hips in a bid to increase that pleasure even further. Hiramatsu! Hiramatsu, I'm gonna come! I'm gonna come inside of you! Hiramatsu's sighs hasten in response to my quicker movements. That fuels my excitement and causes a thrilling chill to run down my spine. I'm coming! I'm coming, Hiramatsu! I call Hiramatsu's name and my body trembles as I push myself all the way into her. I'm coming! I can actually hear the sound of my ejaculations. I shoot what's easily the biggest load I've ever shot when with Hiramatsu. The momentum might have been responsible for the sound she makes at the end. I can still come. I can still come even more inside of you while you're asleep. As my cock pulsates again and again, it continues to shoot load after load of cum into Hiramatsu. Hiramatsu's cheeks are dyed red as she sleeps, and it seems like a good bit of sweat has accumulated. I tremble from the sense of immorality that comes with fucking someone who's asleep. Whoa, look at all that cum!
Wow, I've never seen all that cum before. Look away! Come here, Dave, look at this! Hey, old John, come here! Carl, you gotta come over here and see this! I've never seen...
Okay, that's enough of that. After the ejaculation, Hiramatsu's sleep breath remains calm. With the contraction weakened, the cum from inside spills out of her with a faint noise. Hiramatsu, please wake up. I'm finished now. It's time to wake up, Hiramatsu. Hiramatsu is reluctant to get up, is shaken from the inside as my cock wilts and slides out of her. Well, I mean, it happens. Hiramatsu's eyelids quiver a little. Hiramatsu stretches as she gets up and yawns. While she's only mumbling, her eyes are at least open. Checking the time, I guess. Hiramatsu exhales, picks up her smartphone and immediately starts looking at something. Man, you know, I'm curious as what she's looking at. Oh, come on, hold on a second. You wake up and the first thing you do is check your phone? Guilty!
Mommy.
What? Well, never mind, I finished. Hiramatsu looks down at her own crotch. It's absolutely drenched in my cum. Good job, wipe me up then. You did all the damage after all. Yeah, okay. She asked me to clean up after myself as she always does. Hiramatsu is way better when she's asleep. I can't help but revel in that fact. Oh, well, that's good. That's a real yawn. Sometimes that happens. She yawns again as soon as she gets up after having my cleaner off. Me cleaner off. Look, I'm just reading the text. By the looks of her, she probably reeks of cum right now. But by the look on her face, it doesn't seem like she cares one bit about that. So hey, you can keep doing that from now on. I'll just sleep when you do. Huh? I just don't want to move is all. It's kind of strange how she clearly states that. If you do all the moving, it makes my job much, much easier. So keep it up, okay? Keep it up? Okay. Hiramatsu steps out without even listening to what I have to say. I lower the hand I've been holding out to her with a sigh. She wants me to do all the moving so that she can sleep? How lazy can she possibly be? My dismayed voice disappears into the emptiness of the hospital room. After that, okay, so you kind of get the idea. We're going to do more nurses, but basically all this girl wants to do is rest. I mean, this is probably true to life for some of you. Like, you've literally, some of you have been the guy and some of you have been the girl. I know we got women that watch this and some women are like, you know what, I don't feel real good, but just go ahead and do the thing, I'm going to fall asleep. And some women, you know, they'll laugh about it, but it's like, you know, he wanted some, and I'm tired, so I'm just like, yeah, do the thing. And, I mean, it is what it is. It's life. Some people are just lazy, and some people are just tired. Like, they come home from work, and I was like, man, I gotta get, it's like, not tonight, I really, if you got too real bad, just do it while I'm asleep. I mean, it is what it is, man. It's life. But she's lazy, doesn't want to do nothing, listening to music on her phone, doesn't care. But hey, some guys are like, hey, that's perfect for me. That'd be great compared to some of the things you get. But all right, guys, this is the Grimlord, and we'll see you guys next time with more nurses. I'm going to have more nurses this week. Don't worry. I'm out.